Welcome back to Faith and Family. I'm Andy Bates. It is National Lutheran Schools Week. I get to talk with schools all week long, hearing about how God has blessed them in this venture of educating young people, particularly nurturing them in this Christian faith, a wonderful gift that the Lord has given us with so many Lutheran schools, so many to celebrate this week. Today, in studio with me today, guests from Trinity Lutheran School in Jefferson City. We have 8th grade teacher Mr. Raisner with us in studio this morning. Good morning, Mr. Raisner.
Good morning.
Glad to have you in studio. Thanks for making the drive over this morning to spend some time with us here at the International Center.
It's our pleasure. We get to do this every year, and this is our first time to do it for National Lutheran Schools Week, so thank you for inviting us.
Glad to have you here, and brought some students with you as well. We have Luke with us in studio this morning. Good morning, Luke.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm very well. And you, sir?
Good.
What grade are you in, Luke?
Eighth.
Eighth grade? Is everybody in eighth grade here?
Yeah.
We're all eighth graders, including Mr. Raisner.
Especially well, Mr. Raisner.
He's forever in eighth grade, right? Well, glad to have you here today, Luke. And what time did you have to get up this morning to make it here?
5:50.
Oh, well, that's late.
Yeah, right.
That is for me. And we have Grant, is that right?
Yes, sir.
Good morning, Grant.
Morning.
And you're in eighth grade as well. Were you up at 5:50 as well?
5:45.
Oh, you were earlier than Luke.
Yeah.
And we have Becca in studio this morning. Good morning, Becca.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining me in studio this morning. How was the, did you take a bus over this morning from Jefferson City? How was the bus ride?
We got to take a charter bus this morning. It was an awesome ride.
Nice and comfy, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Now, did you all sing in chapel this morning for us? Did you present some music in chapel?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
What did you present? What music did you bring for us?
Well, we did our chapel theme for this year. It's called Christ is Our Rock.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the theme for National Lutheran Schools Week as well, correct?
We had some accompaniment as well. I was on the congas, and I had a friend named Elijah who was on the cajon. And there were also a couple other songs. We had handbells involved and a lot of the choir singing.
So you like having a variety of instruments with your music? You enjoy that? Mm-hmm. Everybody's nodding their head, yes?
Yeah.
So Becca plays instruments. Anyone else play instruments?
I used to play the trombone.
Yeah? Yeah.
I used to play the trumpet.
Yeah. I gather you all sing in choir as well?
Yeah.
What part do you sing? No,
I don't.
No,
I sing. I also play clarinet.
Quite the musician. Mm-hmm. Well, tell me about your favorite subject or favorite class or maybe even favorite activity. And I know you're going to have to say you love Mr. Raisner's class, but tell me about some of the things, one or two of your favorite things at Trinity Lutheran School. We'll start over here with Luke.
Well, I like my science class and algebra class because I'm kind of a geek for that. I love all the techie stuff and everything like that. This year we're learning about physics, and that's a lot of fun for me. And algebra is just, I love doing math and all that kind of stuff. Mr. Raisner's a great teacher for it. He helps me every step of the way. It's just awesome.
I'm glad you love doing math. That's great to hear. And science as well. That will serve you well. Any ideas or hopes of what you might like to do with that in the future?
Well, I hope to become an electrical or chemical engineer in the future.
Wow.
Yeah, that's really my main interest there.
Very good. So are you doing anything with electrical or chemical engineering already?
Well, I like to build things in the shop at home.
Yeah? Anything? What's the most interesting thing you've built so far?
Oh, I don't know. That'd be really hard to say.
Grant, how about you? Favorite class, favorite subject or activity at Trinity Lutheran School?
Probably math and history. They're both Mr. Raisner's classes. Well, he always has puns going on in his class, too, so his are the best.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And, Becca, how about you? Favorite classes or favorite subjects to study or activities?
So I really enjoy elective period when I have band and choir. As you can tell already, I'm a music person.
Certainly.
And I also enjoy Mr. Raisner's classes, history and math. I'm enjoying math a lot this year. I especially love the puns that are involved in our classes. And I think this is actually my first year at Trinity, and I'm having a lot of fun this year.
Very good. You bring up a good point. This is your first year. What led you to, why did you choose Trinity for your school? Why did your family choose Trinity?
Well, we came here on, I think, spring break, and we ended up wanting to move here. And my dad works at a high school that's close to here. So Trinity was one of the schools that we looked at, and we really liked it.
Very good. How about you, gentlemen? How long have you been at Trinity Lutheran School? We'll start with you, Grant.
Since the beginning.
Since the beginning.
Well, not the beginning of the school. Kindergarten.
Since the beginning of time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why did your family choose Trinity Lutheran School?
Well, we're in Chicago, and my parents, the schools up there were really nice, but we moved down here because my dad got a good job down here. And we looked at all the other schools, but he said the really one that stuck out to him was Trinity. So he really liked that because you get a good Christian education there. So,
Luke, how about you?
Well, I've been in Trinity since kindergarten, and we kind of went there because, well, we live in Jeff City. We have all our lives. And my dad went to Trinity as a kid, and I've had a few of the same teachers he has over the years. So that's pretty cool, actually.
So it's been a part of your family's history as well.
Yes, it has.
Very good. Mr. Reisner, what led you to consider this vocation of Lutheran educator and teaching math history, other subjects as well?
Math history, religion. Mm-hmm. My dad was a pastor for 35 years in Iowa, and my whole family went to St. John's College in Winfield. And he wanted us to get into the church work. Mm-hmm. And so I just felt a calling to be a teacher, okay, for lots of reasons, sports, summer, okay, those kinds of things. But, yeah, so I have 32 years of teaching in Lutheran schools.
Been congratulations.
In Kansas City and Kansas, and 21 years at Trinity and Jeff City. And it's just been a great fit. It's a great school, as you can tell from these kids. These are the typical kids we have. They're wonderful. They're great.
They
study hard. They work hard. And they have good sense of humor. And that helps.
They keep you young. You must have started teaching when you were about 5.
It's pretty close, yeah. My wife actually is kindergarten teacher there. And our principal and his wife, we went to college. All 4 of us went to college together. And we've taught together there for nearly 20 years. And so it's real special. It's a family for us, too. And so, you know, we have families like the Johnsons who've been members mm-hmm. forever. And then when the Goins moved in, and of course when the Shoddies moved from Texas, that was wonderful to bring in, you know, wonderful families, and we're very blessed to have that.
How is Trinity Lutheran School an important part of the church, of Trinity Lutheran Church?
Well, it's probably the number one outreach mission that we have, and it's, you know, the PR and the community and everything like that, but the church is very supportive and pour a lot of time, a lot of energy, and we have a very large staff. We have over 20 teachers and, of course, a lot of other staff members and things, so they put a lot of energy into the school, and it's mm-hmm. a big part of it, yeah.
When do you hear about Jesus? When do you hear God's word throughout your day at Trinity Lutheran School? How is God's word a part of your education at Trinity Lutheran School? We'll start over here with Luke.
Well, it's really all throughout the day. In the morning, we have confirmation class. That's a big part of our education there, building our faith there. Mm-hmm. And then the rest of the day, all the teachers just demonstrate Christ through their actions. It's just a wonderful place.
Grant, when do you hear God's word? When do you learn about God? When do you learn about Jesus, his love for you?
Every morning we have really a devotion, and Mr. Eisner does a good job of getting in and teaching us all about God's word. And then Wednesdays we'd have chapel, and we have things called faith families, and from kindergarten through 8th grade, they all get mixed up, and we have our own little families that we can look over, and we can hear all about that.
So you get to interact with younger students as
yeah.
well. Becca, when do you hear God's word? When do you hear of God's love for you?
So we have the usual confirmation in the morning with our pastor, and also on Wednesdays, of course, but I can see it. The teachers seem devoted to their jobs, so they seem to be showing Jesus' love through their work, which I think is a really cool thing. And in a lot of the classes I've seen teachers try to tie in scripture, like in science class, Ms. Center will have us we'll tie in like Bible verses. I know our literature teacher does that with some of our books we've been doing recently. And there's also in choir, we do songs from the hymn book, and we have a lot of fun with that. So it's all throughout the day, really.
What are ways that are you given opportunities to serve others, whether it be others in your school? You mentioned your faith families. Are you given ways to serve others in your school, in your community? What are some of those ways? You're nodding your head, Grant. What are some ways that you're given to serve others?
Well, in seventh grade, Mrs. Human, she's a teacher there, and every Thursday we'd go out to like the animal shelter, or there's a Calvary's Gift that they pay for high school students to go. And every Thursday we'd go out there and help with that, or just help around school or whatever. And then we have another elective this year, which is called Hands and Feet. Mm-hmm. And we do that. We help around the school and we just clean stuff up at school. And then if we have a chance, we go outside and help other people out there too.
How do you think that makes a difference for those that you serve, for the others, whether it's just cleaning up around school or other places? How do you think that makes a difference for others?
Well, sometimes people put their whole life into their work, and sometimes they just need some little help, and that little help can mean a big difference to them. Hmm.
What Becca, other ways that that you get to serve? Are some of the ways that you enjoy serving others through your school?
Well, I know the choir gets to perform mm-hmm. during chapels, and we get to share God's message through our songs. And on Fridays, sometimes our music teacher will have us do service projects around the school. And so I think whenever we get a chance, eighth grade tries to help the school out a little bit. If there's a big event that needs setting up, usually the eighth grade comes to help. And if there's any, like, if a teacher needs help, mm-hmm. then some of us will go down and help them.
What do you think, Luke?
Well, like I said earlier, I'm a very tech-savvy person, so I'll, like, set up all the technical stuff for chapel, run the soundboard for church and all that. I do just a lot of tech stuff around the church and school.
Being in eighth grade is kind of in that middle world, isn't it? Sometimes we call it middle school. You get to be a mentor or older example for younger children. Yet you also have older adults who are older than you that serve as mentors to you as well. What do you think about this responsibility you have of being an example or a mentor for those younger students? We were talking about your faith families earlier. What do you think about that? Is that an important part of your education? Is that important to you? Do you like being an example for those younger children, getting to interact with them and set an example for them?
Well, during our faith families, like, we're the big kids. We set the example for the little kids, sit in chapel, right, so they don't talk and everything. We help the kindergartners when we can. We do kindergarten buddies every once in a while where us eighth graders pair up with the kindergartners and do a fun project for them.
Yeah. Becca, you were nodding your head yes earlier when I asked about being an example or leading the younger children.
I think it's a really big responsibility to be the leaders of the school, but I also think that it's a really good thing for the eighth graders to be the examples, because I know that when I was a little kid, I would look up to the eighth graders like, yeah, those are my leaders, those are my role models. So I think it's been a challenge this year trying to be the best students at school and the best helpers that we can to set that example for the younger kids. And I think it's a big part of learning how to be a leader mm-hmm. because we have people looking up to us. We have to learn to lead them and how we're going to do that the right way for them and for us.
It seems daunting, I'm sure, at times, but it sounds like you're up to the task as well. How do you think your school is preparing you for the next step? Eighth grade, that means you're probably finishing at Trinity Lutheran School this year. This will be your last year there, correct? Assuming everybody graduates. So what comes next? And do you feel adequately prepared for the next step? High school? Yeah, everybody's nodding their heads. What do you think, Grant? Do you feel that your school has prepared you well? In what ways do you feel really ready for high school?
Well, this year they added a lot of new electives. They have added finance and all that, so we can really prepare ourselves for the future and money managing and all that. So they've added a lot of electives we can work off of and work for a career or work for a new job or whatever.
What do you think?
Well, last week, Thursday, we went to Survive and Thrive at Calvary Lutheran High School, which is where I'll be going to high school. It really helped to prepare us for the high school and help us get that real high school experience that we need to be ready for that next step.
Mm-hmm. Becca, are you ready for high school?
I'm actually pretty excited for high school and I'm ready to take that next step. I think, especially in algebra, Mr. Eisner has been challenging me and the other students to work the best we can at math, because math is a challenging thing. Mm-hmm. So he's been pushing us to do different methods, different ways to solve certain equations. And so I think I'm prepared for the next step in algebra next year. And there, in other classes, I think they're doing that too.
Mr. Eisner, let's talk about the relationship between school and parent and student, that, you know, the school and family, and that partnership to prepare students for the next step, to equip them for this, well, now to move on to high school and for life as well. What does that mean to you as a Lutheran educator, that relationship between school and family?
Oh, it's the most critical thing. You've got to have, I tell the kids all the time, you've got to have several components of a school. If you just have teachers, well, you don't have a school. If you just have students, you don't have a school. You've got to have the administration. If that's all you got, you don't have a school. You've got to have the parental support and parental backup and a team. And our parents, I think, do a great job of teaming with our school, and we do everything we can to try to team with them through communications and whatever it is, because, you know, these kids are their precious children, and they're directly involved, and they need to be involved, and it's very important that we play on their team and they play on our team, and we have a great set of parents. We really are blessed, and you can tell from the answers these students have given that they're byproducts of just great families, and it just is a beautiful thing.
Any accomplishments, noteworthy accomplishments among Trinity students this year or in the past couple of years?
Well, 2 years ago, the three main high schools in Jefferson City, the Catholic High School, the Lutheran High School, and the Public High School, all three valedictorians were from Trinity Lutheran School. And we tend to have students in the top, you know, 5 to 10% of those schools. And that's the three schools that our kids mainly attend. But to have all three valedictorians in 1 year was pretty special. And we tend to have those kinds of things. And, you know, sports and band and choirs, and our kids are just involved in all of those activities in the community. And there's a few other outreaching schools that they're in, too. And, you know, the teachers always tell us they know which kids come from Trinity. And not just because they, you know, carry a Bible in. It's just they go about their business in such a way that they handle themselves in a very proper and respectful way.
So during their time at Trinity, there are a number of things that shape that education and that nurture and that development that really lead to a maturity, it sounds like, as well, as they move on to that next chapter.
Well, that's the whole goal, you know. Try to tell the parents all the time, your job is to get them out of the house. And that's kind of my job as eighth grade teachers, to get them out of the house, which is sad, but it's a blessing too, and it's wonderful, and especially when the kids come back, you know, and we have kids coming back in high school, college, and beyond, and coming back and saying, this is what we're doing, this is what we're all about, and it's just a thrill to hear how they've been successful in their lives, not just high school, but college and beyond. And it's wonderful. You know, we've got kids all over the place, all over the world, doing mission work and serving in the military and CEOs and all sorts of things. It's just wonderful to have that connection back. We have a pretty strong alumni association, which keeps them in contact with our school and church. And that's really neat.
As students, as you hear this about alumni of Trinity Lutheran School who have gone on before you, who are high achievers, does that seem like there are some expectations of you? Does it seem overwhelming or daunting that there are high expectations of you in the future? Grant, you're shaking your head no.
Mm-hmm. Well, my parents and the teachers here at Trinity have always told me that whatever you do, or if you fail or if you win or whatever, they'll still support us, so...
They're still supportive of you. Mm-hmm. Do they have expectations of you?
Yeah, they definitely do.
Yeah, they're not going to let you just just give up or wimp out. They're going to make you work hard, it sounds like.
Like, I play basketball. My dad said, if you score 2 points or 30 points, I'm so very proud of you. So,
well, it's nice to have parents and educators both that are supportive of you. Becca, these do you feel expectations with the example that's been set by the previous students of Trinity Lutheran School?
I think it's definitely something to live up to, but with the preparation that we're getting at school, I think that can be accomplished, because there's definitely a reason why they've been these expectations have been set, because they're preparing us to exceed those expectations and do the best that we can.
So we might just have those three valedictorians in this room right now, those three future valedictorians. Are you all going to different high schools next year or the same high school? Do you know?
Same ones.
But I think we're all going to Calvary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so now you're going to have to compete. Luke, do you feel like there are big expectations of you, or how do you feel about what your parents, your teachers expect of you?
Well, I think there's some pretty reasonable expectations. Some of those are, yeah, high expectations, and yeah, I feel like I can live up to those. My dad, he went through school, so some of the teachers have kind of set my reputation there. Good and bad, but yeah.
Based on the reputation that your dad had as a student, they expect something similar from you.
Yeah, and last year in confirmation, I had Pastor Powell, and my dad goes to Pastor Powell's Bible class, and boy, I got a lot of, yeah, my dad, like, yeah, he's a star in that Bible class, so.
We have about 3 minutes left. Other things that from your school, other things that you really like about your school, or how would you describe your school if you were talking to others who maybe don't know about Trinity Lutheran School? How would you describe it if someone asked you about your school? What, Grant, what is your school like? What is it all about? Why do you go to Trinity Lutheran School when there might be other options in your town?
Partly because my dad was raised Lutheran and everything, and at Trinity you get a good Christian education, not only Christian, but a good Lutheran education. And the teachers there, they don't slack off on anything. They do their job and we do our job, and it just it's just an amazing school. The sports there aren't amazing. The principal there is amazing too. It's just a wonderful school.
Becca, why do you go to Trinity Lutheran School when others ask you about it, about your school? What do you tell them about Trinity?
I think I would say that, I think that that's like Grant said, we're getting a good Christian and Lutheran education, and I think that the teachers are, some people who are teachers at other schools aren't as committed, but I think these teachers enjoy what they do, and they enjoy teaching us, so I like having a family of a school, so it feels good when your teachers support you and are there for you just like a family would be.
Luke, what do you tell others when they ask you why you go to Trinity Lutheran School?
Well, I tell them that I like the environment there. If like you wear funny clothes or something, you won't get ridiculed. You'll be still kept in and part of our family per se. But yeah, it's just an amazing experience to be at a Christian school.
Give everybody a chance for, if you want to give a shout out or a thank you today, anyone you'd like to give a shout out or a thank you today for the blessing of Trinity Lutheran School, the opportunity to serve there, be a student there, be a teacher there, Mr. Reisner.
Well, obviously to our church, who is, you know, very supportive. The school's been in operation for well over 100 years, 170, I think, years. Fantastic support there. We have such a great family as a faculty also, and Becca mentioned the family feel, and I just think that's fantastic. Our principal, as Grant said, is just wonderful and fantastic. But we have such a great staff. And shout out to the parents. Thank you. Keep supporting us. But I can't forget the students. You can tell from their answers and things. This is fairly typical of the kind of student we get there. And it makes you want to get up in the morning and go do your job for these guys, because they're fantastic and we love them dearly. So to all the other students that are out there at Trinity Lutheran School or thinking about going to Christian school, a shout out to them.
All right, just a few seconds left. Luke, anyone you want to give a shout out or a thank you to?
Well, I'd like to thank my parents. They're extremely supportive in my education. My mom checks my homework, and my dad, just he helps me with all my homework, too.
And Grant, anyone, a shout-out or a thank you?
Well, my dad and my brothers and my mom. My dad always said, he watched a video, and he said, your expectations will always be really high. You may never reach them, but still, you try to shoot for them and shoot high and you aim high.
Becca, how about you? Any shout-outs or thank yous?
I would thank my parents for creating me into the student that I am today, helping me and supporting me through all my goals and all the things I've tried to do, and always helping me with the things that I'm struggling with, such as my dad helping with my algebra problems and my mom helping me with anything else I'm struggling with. And I'd also like to thank all the teachers at Trinity who are helping us this year.
Fantastic. Well, thank you all for being my guest today. Thanks for being a part of Faith and Family and National Lutheran Schools Week here at Worldwide KFUO. And I bet we can find Trinity Lutheran School online as well. Is that right, Mr. Graysner?
That is correct. We have a website, trinity.org, and look it up. And you get involved and see what we're doing, and it's awesome.
Thanks to Trinity Lutheran School, Jefferson City, Missouri. Thy Strong Word up next on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
Listen to Faith and Family Monday through Friday at this time. Faith and Family is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is needed for Faith and Family to continue. Our address is 1333 South Kirkwood Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63122. You can contact us on the web and download Faith and Family at KFUO.org. Worldwide KFUO, on the air, online, and on demand.